You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, third segment tonight, and we've got none other than Jimmy Miller on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Who's Talking tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad we could finally get your schedule to work out. We've only asked you like 12 times this
year. He's a busy man. You know, but
hey, did you have fun in Charlottesville on Saturday and Saturday night?
Well, I take it you guys were here. What a great atmosphere for a college basketball game, and it was fun to be in the crowd and be a part of that electricity. And you know, coming out on the positive side of that with a W.
Well, they played brilliantly. Speaking of brilliantly, have you ever seen a first half like the one Malcolm Brogdon put up there?
Wow. I mean, you know, he looked like player of the year, didn't he? With the kind of first half that he had and the efficiency with the basketball, high shooting percentage, and just a big statement in a big game. Boy, I mean, he was great.
I'm assuming you were down near the floor, weren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was down near that area.
What was it like when they were finishing the player introductions and the house lights were coming up and you realized they were getting ready to jump this thing up?
And they were getting, say that again?
They were getting ready to jump it up, jump ball, right?
Oh, what was that like?
Yeah, what was that like? I mean, did it remind you of games past? I mean, you played back in the mid-'80s and played on some terrific teams. I mean, you guys made a run deep into the NCAAs. In fact, I believe at one point you were like the regional, weren't you the regional
MVP in 1984?
That's right. My mother reminds me of that. Whenever I get down, she tries to put a smile on my face. So, yeah, we played in some big games, and being there Saturday night kind of reminded me of some of those games that we played in. I could remember playing Carolina at home back when they had Perkins and Jordan and, you know, I mean, that we were playing in New Hall, of course, but boy, the environment was just like what it was at Saturday night in JPJ.
Talk a little bit about, you know, we were talking earlier about the development of Isaiah Wilkins. I know you, I guess in today's lingo, you would have been a four, correct? The way they designate players, and Isaiah is kind of a four guy right now, but I think his development has really helped his team get better in recent weeks. What's your opinion about that?
Oh, I think without a doubt, they're the obvious players, Malcolm and Anthony Gill inside, who is just great. But Wilkins is that player that kind of he does a lot of things that don't always translate to the box score, you know, getting a deflection here or being on the loose, you know, on the floor for the loose ball. And I notice in offensive sets, he always seems to get two or three kind of open, you know, 12, 14, 15-foot jumpers, you know? I mean, just and he's hitting those. He's knocking those down. So,
which I think is a big factor because a lot of teams are going to, you know, when Anthony Gill gets the ball down low, some teams are going to try to double him. So that elbow jump shot that Wilkins has taken periodically, a lot of times that is open, and I think that's a key thing for Virginia's offense for him to be willing to take that and make it.
Yeah, Virginia does such a great job of spacing the floor. So it's really hard to have two defenders guard three, you know, if that makes sense, and because of the spacing. So if they do go down and double Anthony, you know, Wilkins is going to get that open look, and he's done a great job of knocking those down when he gets them.
You know, when that doesn't happen, somebody else will step up, like Devin Hall, or for instance, Mike Toby made a huge baseline jumper with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. And, you know, Roy Williams must have thrown his hands up in the air. Like, you know, we denied Brogdon the ball. We denied Gill inside. And Wilkins, we've got him shaded. And then all of a sudden, Toby pops out and doesn't even hesitate and just knocks it down.
I think that's one of the things that makes Virginia so hard to defend against, because all those guys are threats, and we watch Virginia play, so we know that Toby can hit that jumper. I mean, we've seen him take it, and you know, when teams are scouting Virginia, I think what you just said is true. They're trying to take away certain looks, and you know, they're going to say, well, if Toby's going to shoot that jumper, we'll let him. You know, if he's going to beat us from out there. I think in that particular play, I remember that. There were 2 seconds left, you know, out of bounds underneath on the shot clock. And so they take away certain looks, and Toby just pops.
He was on the baseline there. I think it's kind to call his shot a jumper. Of course, maybe when you're 7 feet tall or 7 foot tall, is it 7 foot or 7 feet? I go to my grammarian.
Seven footer.
Hey, right. Maybe you don't have to shoot a jump shot when you're 7 foot, but nevertheless, that was a key moment. What, you know, Evan Nolte has been a mystery here the last couple of years. How do you explain his lack of confidence shooting the basketball?
Well, Jim, you know. I mean, it's confidence. We can work for a long time building up confidence, and then it can be shattered in a second, you know, using the analogy of a glass falling off the shelf and shattering into a million pieces. It's hard to put all those pieces back together, and you don't know where along the way maybe something like that happened to him. But he's trying to stay within the rotation and take advantage of the time that when he does have out there, but it's a hard thing, and I think that from what I've been watching the last bit, the shots are good shots. He's taking them in stride, it's hard if you're not out there for 20, 25 minutes, you know, playing, and you're coming in
Well, clearly he's on occasion had some open shots and he defers, which tells you he doesn't have a lot of confidence relative to shooting the basketball.
And just this week, he had a boot on his foot during the week, so that's why he didn't play at Miami, and he only played 1 minute against Carolina. But in my humble opinion, they're going to need his experience and his understanding of the defense and the offense when they get to the ACC tournament and the NCAAs, because a guy that's been in the program for 4 years knows everybody else on the team, knows their traits and their needs, and, you know, he's a glue guy.
No, I think he certainly can contribute, and I think that's one of the great things. Even if you're not shooting the ball particularly well, you find other ways to contribute on the defensive end, get a rebound here or there, whatever the case may be. But, Jim, by the way, we're visiting with Jim Miller, former Wahoo back in the 80s, played on the last team to go to the Final Four, and it's been too long. I'm sure you would like to see that ended this year. And speaking of the NCAA tournament, maybe that the only disappointment possibly the last couple of years is the team didn't go as far as we hoped. What are the keys to winning games and advancing in the NCAA tournament?
Well, you need to be good. You need to be efficient. You need to take care of the ball, obviously. Play with a great deal of passion, which, you know, everybody is going to be doing. I think the thing that I feel like Virginia can go to the Final Four this year. I really do. They're built for that. They have so much distribution offensively around the with all those guys. The one thing that will be interesting for me to watch is because they're so good defensively, and the referees that see them night in and night out in the conference, you know, in the ACC, when when they go up against some of these other officials that haven't seen Virginia, so if the game is called differently, maybe tighter than what we're accustomed to, I wonder how that could
I think that's a good point. Although
Virginia's disadvantage,
as you well know, normally in the NCAA tournament they don't call it as tight, which could work to Virginia's advantage. So, but you're right. I mean, and the interesting thing in the NCAA, they usually have split crews, so you got, you know, officials oftentimes from two or three conferences, so it's a group of officials that haven't worked together, so that can be a factor. But yeah.
Certainly
if Virginia gets into tournament and early in a game Malcolm Brogdon picks up two fouls, that all of a sudden changes the complexion big time.
Hey, and you asked the question, you know, with all these other things, it also, I think it's going to take a little luck. You know, the teams that get to the Final Four, I mean, they're good, and they do a lot of good things, but it helps to, you know, if you watch that Carolina game over, how, you know, we got some breaks. We got the ball bounced the right way for us.
When Bryce Johnson, late in the game, Carolina had that rebound, and the two Carolina players bumped into each other, and the ball just kind of deflected off Johnson's leg and rolled out of bounds, and the Carolina was helpless, couldn't do anything about it. So Virginia got another possession and were able to take 30 more seconds off the clock. So you're right.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, there's no dominant team in college basketball this year, so in the tournament you start thinking about matchups. We joke, but a lot of Virginia fans would love to see Michigan State on the other side of the bracket.
As far away as possible. Golly, gee, keep those Spartans away from us.
There is a conspiracy if all of a sudden you see Michigan State in the same bracket as Virginia.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Michigan State moved way up the polls today, and it doesn't appear to me that short of something really crazy. I mean, you really would almost have to have a single bullet theory from the committee to put Michigan State and Virginia in the same bracket. But, Jimmy, we got about 2 minutes here before we go to break. Tell us what you think the strengths are of the team as it relates to the keys for Virginia in these last couple of games going into the tournament. And should Virginia fans go, come on, we've got to win this ACC tournament, and then we've got to get as far as we can in the NCAAs? Or do you subscribe to the theory that just play your best and really worry about the NCAAs?
Well, yeah. You know, there's still several games left to be played, right? And the biggest one is Clemson, at Clemson tomorrow night. And I think you just go into that looking at that game. I think as a player, you're just looking at the next game. And for us fans, then we can look past that and say, okay, then we got Louisville coming back here. Who they've been playing really well, but we're playing at home, and you feel like those are two winnable games for us, obviously, and then we're going to go into the ACC tournament and have a lot of confidence, and I don't see why we don't think we could advance to the championship game. I don't think of it in terms like we have to win it,
right?
But from here on out, you want to win every game you play, and you hope that you're playing deep into March and early April.
Well, no doubt, and I'm so glad you thought or you said out loud that you think this team can get to the Final Four, because in the segment before that, that's exactly what I talked about. So you made me feel good, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy, we want to wish you the best of luck, and give our best to your bride. She's a wonderful woman. And I have a lot of fun here in this last home game, and enjoy watching the Hoos tomorrow night.
Well, you guys, let me just say, you guys have been doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and thanks for having me tonight.
Well, thank you, and you read that just the way I wrote it. So thank you very much. But at any rate, Jim Miller, former Wahoo MVP of the Eastern Regionals in 1984, and hopefully we're going to have a MVP of some regional this year. My guess it would be Malcolm Brogdon if I had to pick. At any rate, all right, we're going to go to our break here before the final segment. You're listening to Who's Talking. We'll be back looking at the ACC schedule after these messages.